Hey, it's Beth here, episode 424. Okay, yesterday I went to go see Champions, this Farrelly movie, Peter Farrelly. Okay, he did Dumber and Dumber. I read terrible reviews about this movie, that there was a lot of potty humor and crude sexual references, and I thought that is so unfair. You know, to have Down syndrome people in this movie or people with intellectual disabilities and have a movie like that. And I thought, you know, I've read interviews by this guy. I've seen him. He didn't seem like the kind of person that would do that. So I went to the movie anyway. Theater was empty. It was a great movie. The PG-13 rating is not fair. And I really think it's a little bit like what happens with ageism, that the reviewers were all pretty young. I saw 50 reviews. The only person who was fair was Drew Barrymore on her TV show. She had him come, the director come, with three of the actors in the movie. She was so excited. She had watched it with her daughter the night before and they had loved it. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You have got to give this movie a chance. Because within 5 minutes, you forget the learning disabilities, you forget everything, you understand what they're saying, you get totally into the story, and that's the director, and that these actors are good. And after 20 minutes, you can tell that the guy who's the dishwasher is a hunk. It's such a good movie. It takes you right in. And Woody Harrelson was another reason I didn't want to go, because I never like him. Totally likable in this movie. And they say that the movie goes off track when it deals with ancillary plots, with other storylines. They're all amazing. The first thing, the movie opens with a Tinder date. Well, you know, he hits the guy, okay, so he loses his job. Then he's on this Tinder date with this girl. And the way they talk to each other at the end, they're both in their 40s, is so cold. And you just get right to the heart of what's wrong with this guy. Everything. He's dead inside. Incredibly honest scene. And he's been arrested for drunk driving. One of the basketball players can't play for him or forgive him because he was hit by a drunk driver, has brain damage, and that's why he's playing on the Special Olympics team. He should have been a great basketball player. The boy's mother says to him, "You need to forgive the driver." And he says he can't. And the mother says, "Why don't you practice on this basketball coach?" I mean, it's just so heartwarming. And then Woody, a story gets out that he's taking care of this team. He gets offered this lucrative contract with the NBA because they have very bad publicity. Bad things are happening on the team, and they need a feel-good story. So he's going to be used as a feel-good story, and he won't let it happen. These are all the subplots, and they're amazing. Absolutely amazing. The basketball is great. The ending is perfect. And the chemistry between Woody Harrelson and Caitlin Olsen, she's the one from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. She's not an Olsen twin or anything. Amazing actress. Her storyline is that one of the boys on the basketball team who has Down syndrome is her brother. And she's in her 40s. She's given up her life for him. And he wants to go live in a halfway house with his friends. And she and her mother, what are they going to do? And she also happens to be Woody Harrelson's love interest in this story, because, you know, she's the sister of the guy. They come together very slowly. It's very believable. This is just a great movie. But the best part of all is that, you know, Dustin Hoffman got an Oscar for playing Rain Man. Okay, the guy who plays the great basketball player, he is very high in on the spectrum. And he gets to play himself, and he is the guy. Farrelly brought all these real people in to play real characters, and it never looks like they're acting. he must be the most superb director in the world. So the thing is, it's not making any money, $16 million altogether, and it's a Farrelly brother. I mean, that's horrible. And the reviews are all terrible, and PG-13 isn't what it needed, and saying crude sexual references and potty humor and all that. For a Farrelly movie, it's not even there. It's not mean. There is not a mean bone in this movie. Nothing. It is so lovely. Take your kids, take your grandkids to see it. It's mind-blowing how you just go right into the story and you're with these guys and they're just regular guys and they're funny and they're sweet and they all have different personalities. I don't know of a better way to start viewing things differently. And then when I was leaving the theater, there was this boy coming into the theater alone. I mean, talk about a visual. On crutches with Down syndrome, coming into the theater to watch it alone. And I'm like, that's not fair. That theater should be crowded for this boy. It is a funny, feel-good movie. I felt great after it. I learned a lot about basketball, actually, because I'm not a big fan. It was gorgeous. And we need, you know, everybody's talking about inclusion and everything. Really? Here's a great example of, let's do this. And you're gonna hit him with this, you know, what did you want him to do? Just be cute little garden gnomes on the lawn? They're not allowed to have sexual feelings? Just like people in their 70s aren't allowed to have sexual feelings? It is so unfair of young people to do this and to rule the world doing this and to discount us and keep us from making any money. It's cruel. But to think that they would do it to this group, and that is what they're doing. That is exactly what they're doing. These completely woke people are doing this to this terrific movie, and it is sinking, and nobody's going to watch it. There is no word of mouth on it because no one's seeing it. So it's just cruel, and it's ageism. And then this is ageism for me when we want to show real passion and real lovemaking in the 70s, young people, in our 70s, young people want to throw up in their mouth. Same thing here. When is that going to be a bad thing to do to people? When are they going to be held accountable for doing this? Maybe they never will, but I'm telling you, you've got to see this movie. You got to give it some money. You got to give it some love. I don't want these kids not to be working tomorrow. I wish it could become a television show. I mean, they've been first acting job. Nobody's ever done so well. They were amazing. The timing, everything they did was wonderful. And now they're just going to be dropped and have no job because the movie didn't make any money. It could go on. There could be a sequel. You know, just like all the other things that have sequels. Just why not? Why not give them another round? So anyway, that's what I thought. I'm really passionate about it. It really breaks my heart. That just because some people can't see straight, that the movie's going to be panned. And I mean, across the board, I tried to find good stories. I really did. And I just couldn't find anything. It was all the same. And I don't know if these people all have to feel this way. I don't know what happened to tolerance. I don't know what is wrong. But it doesn't really matter. It just don't believe them. Believe me, it's a great movie. Take your grandchildren. They will learn something. They will feel something they hadn't felt before. So, the only one that loved it was Drew Barrymore, and she's mom. And that's why she loved it. Her daughter loved the movie. She was so thrilled. And that's exactly what you're going to feel. And you're going to love it too. So, give it some money, please, and I will be back. Thanks. Bye-bye. I felt great after it. I really did.